This episode may be triggering to some listeners. If you or someone you know is a victim of domestic abuse, please call 1-800-799-7233. Help is never too late. Thank you for listening.
Hey everyone, this is Grace.
And this is Justin.
You're listening to the Perspective of a Hairdresser's podcast,
where we discuss the experiences between seasoned and unseasoned hairdressers alike. Welcome to our show.
All right, welcome back to our show.
Welcome back. I had a client come into the salon. This Saturday is my first person of the day comes in with some like devastating bombshell news, which is very unfortunate because I feel like that just kind of sets the tone of the energy for the rest of the day. And yeah, I don't know. It definitely took me down a couple of notches.
Yeah.
It being a Saturday, and I don't know. I hate that kind of first, it's like taking the first sip of coffee in the morning. You know, like you get that. Not that I really drink coffee, but
the first sip of Dr. Pepper. In the
oh,
morning.
Yeah, bury that. It just like, it's yeah. gonna be a good day.
Yeah. Not like I feel like people don't expect that every appointment. Well, people expect every appointment, like, a haircut is a good thing. Like, I'm getting a haircut because my hair needs it, like self-care. But also, for some people, haircuts aren't always a good thing. Like, for this person, they had to cut their hair because they were getting ready for chemo, which is a very hard experience for someone to go through. It kind of sucks being the person who has to give that service because it's just making their reality even more there for them, which is something that you never want to wish upon anyone, but that's an experience that we have to go through, not I would say a lot, but a good amount. And it's just like a weird feeling, like usually when you're behind the chair, like you're doing it for a fun reason, like you're making someone feel beautiful, or they're like doing a crazy cut, but like for this reason, like I feel like it's hard to be the one like taking that step for them and pushing them that one step further into their journey, you know, of getting better or of preparing for something that's going to be really hard.
Yeah. And I don't know, for me, I just feel like it's a very hard conversation to have because they come in and they tell you what's going on and they tell you that they're having this problem and this is why they are doing such a dramatic transformational service. And when I get news like that, I'm just like, okay, so we're not going to talk about that. I want this to be like a positive experience while they're here. I'm like,
yeah.
They're getting a major transformational haircut. So they're going from like very long to very short, and understanding that in my professional opinion, I have to give them the understanding that their hair isn't going to do what it's going to do, and it's going to be a little crazy, but also let's make it fun, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I know you're getting a haircut for a legitimate reason, and that reason being your other health issues,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to like doing that type of service because of that reason, I'm like, let's just make it fun.
Yeah. Like, it's hard to go about that and have it not be a triggering service. Like, you don't want to tiptoe, but you also don't want to feel that, like, make them feel uncomfortable. Like, they still want, like, I know for a lot of people, they want to, like, still have that normal experience and not make it so emotional. But at the same time, it's like, how do you go about that? Like, how do you make it something that it's not?
I really, honestly, I don't think there's any proper way to go about it other than I am reaching a milestone in this person's life, and I'm going to make it as positive in their bigger picture of all of it. I know that what I'm doing is very minute,
yeah,
in their journey with their health issues, but if I can like be a 1 inch of brightness in their journey with their health issues and make it a positive experience, then that's the work of me, not my talent, not my skill, but that's the work of me behind the chair as a hairstylist, being empathetic with somebody who really needs some positivity in their life.
Yeah. Also, I feel like on another note, like a lot of people, like people are coming into the salon at different points of the day, at different points of their life. And it can really like set the tone, like you said, for your day. Like someone could come in with terrible news or someone could come in with great news. Like it really affects like us as well and like the tone of our salon. Like our salon is very small. We have like five or six chairs on the floor and it's like a really small space. So I don't feel like people realize how much that affects us. Like, we will still be thinking about you once you leave, regardless of like you're thinking about us. Like, we're going to remember all those stuff, whether it's good or bad. I feel like it's always awesome when someone comes to us and they're always like, they're in a great mood or like something awesome just happened or they're getting ready for like a really special event or anything like that. Like, that's always cool. But I mean, the pendulum swings both ways. Not everyone's going to come in with great news or getting ready for a special event. It can also be kind of similar to what you experienced last week. There can be major reasons, which I feel like people don't really talk about that much in our industry. And it should be talked about more because, I mean, people come to us for all sorts of things.
I know that, like, what was it? Before the pandemic, it was, as hairstylists, people were literally just starting to take classes on, like, domestic abuse. As hairstylists, taking classes that when a client sits in our chair, that we can distinguish if they are a victim of domestic abuse mm-hmm. or abuse in general, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, this should be talked about and discussed at the very beginning of our careers, even yeah. going forward, because topics like that one and the previous one that I, you know, just anything in general, mental, physical health, all that should be talked about, because there are some times where I will just like refuse a service if I know that they either A, physically or mentally aren't there.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very, very important that we're able to read those signs because, I mean, if you think about it, like, what other service industry are you with a person one-on-one for 45 minutes to maybe 3 hours? You're going to be with that person and you can also provide serious help for them. Like, you can't do that at a restaurant, like your server's there for 15 minutes, maybe. Like, you can't do that at another, like, we're the only really service providers with like nail techs and like within the beauty industry. Like, we're able to like build that relationship with a client and be able to help them not only with our service, but possibly in their life. Like, it's a really scary and a really true thing that happens a lot is where people come in and they have their partner with them and you can already like sense that like weird underlying feeling that something's going on that shouldn't be going on, and trying to go about it in the right ways to where your client is safe and also where you're not making a scene to where it's worse for them.
Yeah.
Or helping them be able to get out of that situation.
I had a friend who she would get all of these crazy people on drugs. Clearly you could see they were like drifting off in the chair, and it was a whole experience. And I just remember one time where this girl, I don't remember if I was there that day at the salon or not. I just remember hearing about it, that the girl was acting crazy in the chair, and she was also like nodding off, drooling on her shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
And you could just tell that she was clearly incoherent through most of the service. But then her boyfriend would be, I guess her boyfriend came in to pay for the service, but he would also like be around her or something like that. And he was just acting real weird, you know? But she would have multiple people like that come in.
That's crazy. Did she like know them or
no,
they just like found her?
Yeah, I have no idea how. I mean, they would just like walk in. I don't know.
Yeah, that's such a scary feeling. Like, knowing that that could be happening to any one of your clients and you like just like don't know about it yet, or you're like not exposed to that yet, you know? Yeah, I wish there was, because I know in like some other industries there's like little cues that people can like say things to like their bartender or like their service, and that's like a cue of them saying like, I need your help, or like I need to be like removed from like my situation. I wish there was something. I mean, I think there is probably something in our industry that you could probably say to a stylist one-on-one, but I feel like it needs to be broadcasted more, or just a safer place where you can, because not every salon is the same, or you could be one-on-one with somebody and no one else could be in the room, or you could be in a huge salon with like 15, 20 other stylists. So it's not always a quote-unquote safe place for people to have like those really intense conversations, you know?
Or like having a specific service name
yeah.
to where it's like code for I need help.
Yeah. I mean,
like that.
We should do that. We should 100% do that.
Advocate for code words.
Yeah.
For code services.
Yeah. I know it really should be a thing because, I mean, think about all the people you see and like the statistics for domestic abuse. It's like probably 1 out of 5 people you see are going through that and you don't even know.
That is very true.
On another note, I was taking a phone call at the salon the other day and somebody asked me, they were like, oh, is your salon like LGBTQ friendly? And I was like, yes, 100%. Yes. So I'm glad that we get to say that. Just
that's so fun.
All the stuff that's going on.
I actually just had somebody who I was doing a service for them, and they were like, let me ask you a dumb question. I was like, no question is never dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it? And this is like an LGBTQ friendly salon, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, 100%. I wouldn't be here working here if it wasn't. And they were like, I don't know. It just, you know, from the outside looking in, they were like, it very much seems that way.
Good.
I was like, yeah, I appreciate that. Well, it's great to like have that as an image.
Yeah, for sure. I was actually thinking about that a lot the other day because I was like, what if we said no? Like, do people say no? Like, to me, that's crazy that like you would have to ask that question and be like, no, we don't support or whatever. Like, that's really scary.
Yeah.
But.
And I wouldn't want to be working any place like that.
No.
I mean, haircuts are haircuts.
Yeah. Like, they have nothing to do with gender at all.
They have nothing to do with gender.
Or sexuality.
Yeah. Anything.
No. Like, it's the hair on your head. Thanks for listening to our show. If you liked what we talked about, subscribe, maybe like, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.